God, our Heavenly Father, thank you that, that you are a God of great grace, that you give us so much. And we pray now that you will give us ears to hear what you have to say to us this morning. Please may your grace be at work in our lives so that as we turn to the Bible, we'll hear you speaking to us. Please help us to respond to what you say. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit down. So I wonder this morning, how good is your vision? How well can you see? Because on one level, that's a kind of question that points to one of the very depressing things, and there are many depressing things about growing older. And one of the depressing things about growing older is your eyesight tends to decay a little bit. Yeah, up until about 12 years ago, my eyesight was pretty good. And then I went to the opticians, and I ended up with my first pair of glasses. And then after another few years, I went to the opticians again and ended up with two pairs of glasses, one for reading and one for watching television. And then I went to the opticians again, and to spare me having to have three pairs of glasses, one for reading, one for television, one for seeing anything else, I'm now on the old varifocals. And without them, you just look like a complete blur. Everything looks like a complete blur. I need help, whatever I'm looking at. But of course, vision isn't just about what you can physically see. Vision is really also about making sense of the things that you see. So this morning, how good is your vision when it comes to looking at Jesus? Throughout Jesus' ministry, crowds saw the things that he did, but actually far, far fewer could really see what those things meant. And sometimes it was quite unlikely people who actually saw the truth about Jesus. And that brings us back to Bartimaeus. So let's hear how Luke describes the story. Luke doesn't actually call him Bartimaeus. We know he's called Bartimaeus from Mark's Gospel. But let's actually hear about that as I think Claire is going to come and read for us. Fresh back from celebrating her 60th birthday. Happy birthday, Claire.
This morning's reading is taken from Luke chapter 18, verses 31 to 42, and can be found in your pew Bibles on page 1052. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day he will rise again." The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. This is the gospel of Christ.
Thanks, Claire. So, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. It was to be his last journey. He knew that when he got to Jerusalem, he would be arrested and crucified. And now we're getting pretty near the end of that journey. And Jesus tells his disciples, he told them before, but he tells them again what was going to happen to him. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We're going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." Everything written about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. I think when the disciples heard Jesus say that, when they heard Jesus use that name for himself, the Son of Man, it would have taken them back to something in the Old Testament, to the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7. And Daniel had this great vision of the future, and he saw, "In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." The Son of Man. So the Son of Man was the one who had God's authority to reign over God's world. It was a glorious title. But if that's who Jesus was, why was he talking about being humiliated and killed? It just did not make sense. The disciples just couldn't see it. They couldn't see how, if Jesus was the Son of Man, he was going to have to die. It didn't make sense to them. I guess it may seem strange to us now that even when Jesus spoke so clearly about what would happen to him, the disciples just couldn't get it. Maybe they were so used to Jesus talking in parables, they thought that's what he was doing here. Certainly if Jesus was the longed-for Son of Man, the Messiah, for him to die just did not make sense. And then onto the scene comes a blind man, Bartimaeus. Jesus was approaching Jericho, only about 15 miles from Jerusalem. His journey was almost over. There was still a great crowd following Jesus. I guess that having seen the miracles that Jesus had done, they were happy to be associated with him. And then through all the noise of the crowd, this voice cuts through. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." It's actually the first time recorded that Jesus was called that, Son of David. And just like Son of Man, it goes way back into the Old Testament, back to God's promise about 1,000 years earlier, found in 2 Samuel 7. The promise that a descendant of David would actually come onto the throne and would reign forever. The Messiah that people had been hoping for so long. And so this blind beggar at the side of the road actually realized who Jesus is. He realized that Jesus was the Son of David. Somehow he knew that Jesus really was the Messiah, the one who had come to earth to actually put right all that was wrong. And because he recognized who Jesus is, he knew what Jesus was able to do. If Jesus was the Son of David, then he was the one that the great prophecies of the Old Testament pointed to, like Isaiah 35:5. "Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy." So, when Jesus responds to Bartimaeus' shouts and has him brought to him and asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus doesn't just ask for a bit of money, which is what a beggar would normally ask for. "Lord, I want to see." Now, there would have been no point in asking that of anyone else. But to ask it of Jesus, the Son of David, that made complete sense. And Jesus responds, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." And when Jesus says that it was Bartimaeus' faith that had healed him, he didn't mean that it was because Bartimaeus had a lot of faith. It was because Bartimaeus had faith in the right direction. Bartimaeus had faith in Jesus. A great Christian leader, Hudson Taylor, once said, "What's important isn't having great faith, it's having faith in a great God." And that's just what Bartimaeus did. Although he's blind, he could see who Jesus was. And so he asked Jesus to do for him what no one else could. And Jesus did it. So this morning, how good's your vision? Are you like the disciples? You know about Jesus? You've heard about the things he did, the things he said? You maybe come along to church, enjoy what's going on. You like the singing, the fellowship. But if you're honest, that's about as far as it goes. You don't really expect that much from Jesus because you don't really know who Jesus is. Or are you like Bartimaeus? Have you really seen who Jesus is and why he came? Have you seen that he came to die so that you can have new life? Have you done what Bartimaeus did? Have you cried out to Jesus and found that doing that truly has changed your life forever? Let's pray. God, our Father, we do thank you that Jesus was able to do such amazing things. I thank you that he was the one who could open blind eyes. Thank you that he came not just to do that for a few people, but he came to die in order to be able to transform the lives of all those who would trust him. And so we do ask this morning that you will help us and to be like Bartimaeus, to recognize truly who Jesus is. And we pray that you'll give us grace, like Bartimaeus, to cry to Jesus. And that as we do that, we will find that he is the one who gives eternal life. We ask it in his name. Amen.